Being that with Hashem this week we have an opportunity still to be zocher to be able to fix the main issue that we all might be tested with. That is the pasuk that the Torah says in Parashat Kedoshim, "Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha," that we should not come to hate another Jew within our heart. So we know the famous Gemara Masechet Yuma. The Gemara discusses this issue that being that we are waiting for Bayit HaShlishi, for the third Beit HaMikdash to be built, so the Gemara discusses this issue, what's the reason that the first two were destroyed. The Gemara says that first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the fact that the Jews of the time, they were involved with three cardinal sins, which is Gilui Arayot, Shefichut Damim, and Avodah Zarah, idol worship and murder, and also immoralities. So then the Gemara says, okay, and what about the second Beit HaMikdash? Second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says that the Jews were involved with Aval Mikdash Sheni Shayu Oskin Betorah Umitzvot Ugemilut Chasadim. They were involved with Torah. Learning Torah was, they were involved with Mitzvot, they were involved with Gemilut Chasadim, they were doing acts of kindness also. However, the Gemara asks, for what was it destroyed? Mimnei Shaita Bo Sinat Chinam. There was Sinat Chinam. There was hate. You know, they used to hate each other. And Sinat Chinam means for no reason, which means the Mefarshim explains, if it has to do with anything that is mundane matters, automatically it's considered to be Sinat Chinam for no reason. Sinat Chinam, even if the guy took away something that officially belongs to you, and if you come to hate the individual, that's considered to be Sinat Chinam anyway. Anything that it has to do with this physical world, if at the end of the day, the reason why you hate is because of anything that has to do with this world, with this physical world, then it's considered to be Sinat Chinam. Baseless hatred. Sinat Chinam. Lelam Decha. To teach us, Sheshekula Sinat Chinam, Keneged Shalosh Averot, Shalosh Averot. That we have three cardinal sins, and Sinat Chinam is equal to three cardinal sins. Gilu Arayot, Avodah Zarah Gilu Arayot, and Shefichut Damim. All these three cardinal sins. So the Gemara says, fine. Then the Gemara continues in the next point. The Gemara mentions, Shalu et Rabbi Elazar. They ask this question from Rabbi Elazar, Rishonim, Gedolim, or Acharonim Gedolim. So he says, which is greater, Rishonim or Acharonim? Says that Rabbi Elazar says to them, Rishonim shenitgala avonam nitgala kitzam. The Rishonim, that means the first Beit HaMikdash, nitgala avonam. Their avon was revealed. It was done in public. You cannot possibly, maybe perhaps it's possible, but the ma'aseh, they were involved with these three cardinal sins in public. Both. That means all three aspects, all the three sins, they were involved with in public. So however, the second Beit HaMikdash, the Rabbi Elazar continues to say, Acharonim shelo nitgala avonam lo nitgala kitzam. The Acharonim, that which means the second Beit HaMikdash, their avon, their sin, was not done in public. Sinat Chinam, you could show yourself to be friend with that individual. However, you could hate the guy inside your heart. So therefore, lo nitgala kitzam. So that's the difference between the two. The first Beit HaMikdash, they were doing these three averot, three cardinal sins in public. So then automatically, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi was predicting that the first Beit HaMikdash is going to get to be destroyed, he mentioned also to them, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says clearly, Rashi brings the pasuk, that says, Lefi Mele'ot Lebavel Shivim Shana, Efkod Etchem, after 70 years of Galut Bavel, I'll come to save you and the second Beit HaMikdash will be built. So therefore it was already revealed. That means, that's the whole Nekuda, that sometimes, unfortunately, the man said, this they did not hide. The fact that they were Avaryanim, they were doing it in public. So as far as that, you know, one nekuda is concerned, one point is concerned, it helped them to the extent that now that they are supposed to be punished, the punishment was also declared in public from before, is going to be destroyed, the first Beit HaMikdash, for 70 years. However, when you come to hate someone, you hate someone inside your heart. So they were involved with Torah, Mitzvot, Gemilut, Chasadim. But they hated, could be either they hated each other, or they were not tolerant of each other's philosophy to be able to accept another type of a philosophy. So like I said, they were divided into different groupings. So comes out, since it's something within the heart, nobody knows about, so then automatically, lo nitgala kitzam, the end is not revealed. We have been in Galut for about 2,000 years, and the end is not revealed. So Maharsha writes on this Gemara, that this is the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan. We know, when the Torah says, a Gazlan is somebody that comes and steals in public. So he's not afraid of God, and he's not afraid of human beings. So if he comes and he takes somebody by force, some item by force. Let's say he takes somebody's chair, table, whatever it is, by force. So this is a gazlan. He's not afraid of God, and he's not afraid of human beings. He's doing it in public. However, when it comes to a ganav is somebody that he comes in at night or in a hidden fashion. Nobody should be able to see him. So he's afraid of human beings. He's afraid of the police, but he's not afraid of God. So which one is the punishment is greater? Ganav. Ganav has to pay double, the Torah says. Gazlan doesn't have to pay double. So if a Ganav came to steal a chair or a table or whatever it is, so he has to pay double. The price of the chair, if it's the price of the chair is $100, so he has to pay, if he destroyed the chair, he has to pay $200. Otherwise, give back the chair plus another $100. Why? Because you were afraid of human beings, you were not afraid of God. So therefore, anything, writes Maharsha, anything that is done, any avera that is done in a hidden fashion, that within my heart I came to hate the other Jew, Rahman al-Islam. Then it becomes, when it comes to this aspect of it, it becomes worse. So on the one hand, Shekula, Gil Arayot, Shefichut Damim, Anavod Zara, Keneged, Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam is equal to this, but on the other hand, on the other side, however, in one aspect of it, since it's in a hidden fashion, it's not even revealed, it's not even known. But we know the famous thing, that if he took a structure, building, that was already built and established to be destroyed, how much more so? That means something that is already established, to destroy it, is a lot harder to be able to build it now. So if Sinat Chinam was the cause of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, so definitely up until the time that we remove this Nekuda from within our hearts, so it's good that a person, let's say, we accept upon ourselves, let's say, certain stringencies, or minhagim, not to eat meat, not to drink wine, etc., not to listen to music. These are the halachot, but the Nekuda that has to be emphasized upon is the Nekuda that what took to destroy the structure of the building. That was the Sinat Chinam. So Sinat Chinam destroyed the building. So up until the time that we fix it, the fact that we don't eat meat is proper minhag. But let me say, it's only a minhag. This is the major, major isur of hating another Jew, is a major, major isur written in the Torah, Parashat Kedoshim. So therefore, up until the time that the person doesn't fix it, you know, within our own hearts, we have to try to fix it. And the Torah tells us how to come to fix. The Torah tells us that in Parashat Kedoshim, the Torah writes, you shall not hate your brother within your heart. And then the Torah continues to say, which means you shall surely come to rebuke your friend. That means, I am going to explain to you. And then the Torah says, then the Torah says, after so if you want to come to love another Jew, the Torah gives us the procedure by which to come to love another Jew. If you see sometimes a person has a challenge, sometimes unfortunately we have, could be lack of communication, could be whatever it is, I imagine that this individual wants to hurt me. So that therefore the Torah tells us clearly that we are obligated to talk to that individual. So if you want not to hate that individual, says that sometimes it wasn't a big deal, so I could remove it from my heart. That's the best of the best. That's Rambam writes. Also, if it's not a big deal and you could really 100% remove it, that there is not going to be any remnant and any effect of his behavior towards you, his speech towards, didn't hurt your feelings, you could remove it. But if it bothers you, so then the Torah demands, if you want not to hate, hocheyach tochiyach et amitecha. The Pasuk tells us, you shall surely rebuke. Over here, it doesn't mean rebuke. Means you have to talk. The Rambam writes, you have to put him in a room. Lotisa alav chet. You cannot embarrass him. So therefore, the Torah says, take him to a private location. So you have to talk to that individual. You have to say, lama asitali kach vekach, lama chatatali. The Rambam writes, you have to ask him, why did you do such a thing? Lama chatatali, it bothered me. So then either he will be able to justify it, or he will say sorry, or maximum he will say, the way you understood it was not correct. This is not the way it really happened. So the bottom line, that is the Nekuda. Then the Torah says, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge, and you could come to love, you could come to love another Jew, just based on this procedure. Otherwise, a person gathers, the effect of every behavior of his will have a negative impact in my heart, till eventually it'll get to the point that I come to hate and I cannot tolerate and I cannot talk and it will be too late. So therefore, it is the same in a marriage, it's the same in any type of relationship. That a person is supposed to, first and foremost, if it's not big deal, remove. If I cannot remove it from my heart, then I'm supposed to, like an adult, be able to talk about it, to be able to, elaborate on it. What was the issue? What was the reason that you did what you did? So let me mention to you two points. The Chafetz Chaim writes, he has an essay regarding the mitzvah of Avad Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim writes, regarding this mitzvah, he writes that when we see a father, and we have a good relationship with the father. However, let's say the person cannot get along with the son of this guy. So he says there is no such thing that you could have a positive and close relationship with a father if you hate his son. Says that definitely the father is going to have tar'umet gedola al oto ha'ish. Tremendous complaint against that individual. How can it be that you want to be my best friend? You want to have such a relationship with me and you hate my son? You cannot talk to my son. So therefore, writes the Chafetz Chaim, Mi hu ha'ish ha'sachal? Who is the foolish one? That wants to carry the complaints of God, that you come to hate another Jew, that after all, he is the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bani Matem Hashem Elohechem. So therefore, if a person has this type of a relationship with God, you cannot possibly be able to connect too well with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a person comes to hate one of the children of Hashem. So it's easy to say, but I say that's the whole challenge. The Torah doesn't demand that don't hate unless there is a reason for me to hate. There it would be, but it still is considered to be sinat chinam. At the end of the day, any type of a reason, any reason, at the end is going to be, if it has to do with this world, with this physical world, is considered to be automatically sinat chinam. For $1 million, it's sinat chinam also. So this is the number one nekuda. Number two, writes the Chafetz Chaim, he says sometimes it could be that you see an individual eating non-kosher. So you see that the guy, let's say, walks into Subway or McDonald's or whatever it is. So then you see that he's using his mouth, which is supposed to be used to have ma'akhalot that is going to bring him to the level of kedusha. That automatically we know kosher food brings a person to a higher level of kedusha and sanctity and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he uses his mouth to eat something that is taref, nevelot with terefot shekasim ulemasim. Then automatically it's going to make his mouth and his body tameh. And a person is going to have these feelings. How can it be a Jew does such a thing? He says, and you cannot tolerate such a thing. Then on the other hand, you have an individual who, in all aspects, he acts religious, he puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbat, Tarat HaMishpacha, every mitzvah that you see he does. So Lema'aseh, however, he hates another Jew within his heart. He says, Halev, the heart was given for a person to be able to delve into Torah, to be able to use it for Machshavot Tehorot, for thoughts of holiness. Then he uses his heart. Within that location is hatred for one of the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore the whole heart becomes a location of Tum'ah. So he says, this we could tolerate. This we doesn't bother us. The fact that we know that two Jews hate each other doesn't bother us, Rais Chafetz Chaim. But how can it be? Which is worse? Every moment that a person remembers the fact that he hates that individual, potentially you are doing an Isur Torah of Lo Tisna et Achicha Bilbavecha. However, when a person eats, how often does he eat? Three times a day, two times a day. So Lema Ased says that this is a lot worse. And somehow, it says, Bechol rega ve rega. Sheinav machnis sina belibo. Al chavero, every second that he brings within his heart, the hatred that he has towards that individual awakens this feeling of hatred towards another Jew. Hare ata ke machnis basar chazir mamash lefiv. It's as if you bring basar chazir, and even worse than pig, eating of the pig, is this baseless hatred. So let me just end with a nekuda from Harav Netivot Shalom. Harav Netivot Shalom, in an essay that he has in Parashat Pinchas, he writes that sometimes when there is a difference between the slave mentality and a son of a king. Say a slave mentality is, if somebody working as an eved for the king, he says, Eino shokel et tzivuy ha-melech legufam. Ela hakol taloy eslo be'onesh sheyekabel im ya'avor. Says if you have a slave, the way he looks at it as follows. Says, if I transgress this command as opposed to that command, which one is going to be bigger of the punishment? So therefore, this is worse than that one. So that's slave mentality. He says, Ben Melech, however, looks at it the other way. Shokel rak b'man ye yoter nachad ruach lifnei ha-melech. Which one is going to bring God or the king much more nachad ruach? Nachad ruach, which means comfort and satisfaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to see much more satisfaction. Which one? And ma gorem tzar vekev lamelech. Which one is going to cause more pain and aggravation to God? So this is the way, the attitude of a king, the attitude of a son, as opposed to the eved. So therefore writes Harav Netivot Shalom as follows. Says sometimes we have, based on averot, we have a list of averot, a list of, punishments. The Torah says, Sekila, Serefa, Erek, Vechenek, this is Dalet Mitot Beddin. Four ways that a Beddin would kill. Then you have Karet. Then you have Mita Bidei Shamai, which is, getting less. Let's say Karet is assumed to be worse than Mita Bidei Shamai. Then you have Malkut. Averot, that there are, let's say, 207 cases that the Beddin will administer Malkut. Somebody eats non-kosher, somebody that shaves his beard with razor, or whatever, 207 cases of Malkut. Then you have Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. Then you have Isur Aseh, Bitul Aseh, different aspects of punishments and averot. So it says, when you look at it as far as an eved is concerned, take a look based on the punishment. Based on the punishment, you could figure out which is worse. But based on another type of category, you could figure out as a son of a king which one brings more satisfaction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and which one brings more aggravation and stuff, and as if to say pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, take a look. When it comes to certain averot, Avodah Zarah is idol worship. Idol worship, of course, is one of the worst of the worst. It has carries with it Sekilah, Isur Karet, etc. So, Baal Ma'aseh says, Elohehem shel elu sone zimahu. Pinchas realized that Elohehem shel elu, God of the Jews, hates immoralities. So therefore, even though it could be as far as the punishment of immorality is not as severe as the punishment of Abu Dazara. However, he says, he brings the Zoshon of Zohar. There is no other thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zealous about and jealous about except the Brit Chodesh, that a Jew should remain moral to his, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should not do acts of sexual immoralities. So Lema'aseh says that as far as the punishment is concerned, the punishment of the Zara is worse. As far as which one is going to bring God more anger and more aggravation, that's Zenut. So therefore, Pinchas got up and he gave over his life. He was willing to give over his life for the sake of protecting the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not come to be pained and aggravated. So therefore, that's Nekuda number one. So imagine also, similar to this, you could understand, when it comes to Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaMeraglim, rice out of Netivot Shalom, Chet HaMeraglim, at the end of the day, you're talking against a country, you're talking against earth, stones. What are you talking about? So, but nevertheless, as far as God is concerned, this punishment, there is no punishment. Lashon Hara doesn't carry with it Malkut. You're not going to get lashes. Ela she'apegam shelahem haya v'im asu be'eretz chemda. They rejected the desired land. So therefore, shebaze garmu tzar lemala. They caused God to have pain. So therefore, they were punished severely for 40 years in the Midbar. But lema'aseh, as far as the punishment of Bedin is concerned, there is no punishment. Afil malkut not. So the bottom line, this is the nekuda, which one brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more pain and aggravation. So writes Harav Netivot Shalom regarding this nekuda of Sin'a. He says, Ba'id rishon charav mipnei she'ayubu avodazara gilui arayot shifchut damim. First, Beit HaMikdash got destroyed because of three cardinal sins. Second, Beit HaMikdash, because of aver of Sinat Hinam. So as it says, ultimately is the punishment of Lot Tisnait Achicha Bin Levavecha. Is there any action as of now that what you did, that you should deserve, that Beit Din should give you lashes? Ain't looking alive. There is no lashes over here. Because it's a love, shame, or mass, whatever it is. There is a reason why there is no lashes. So, but nevertheless, this avera is as chamur, as severe as the three cardinal sins. Says why? Because how can you come to hate the son of a king and you want to have a relationship with the king? So therefore, this is the nekuda that he says that could be as far as the punishment of the Beit Din is concerned, is not. You cannot go based on that calculation. As a son of a king, what will bring God to be much more dissatisfied and much more aggravated when he sees there is no harmony? Between parents is also the same. A father and a mother cannot take when they see that their children cannot get along with each other. Father and mother cannot. So how can God come to be able to get satisfaction from us when we do the mitzvot, on the other hand, we cannot get along? So this is a nekuda that at least during this season, this time that we are working on, to be zochet for coming of Mashiach, we have to be willing to take the initiative to, as it says, Harav Al-Sheikh brings, says, Hevi mitalmid av shel Aharon, ohev shalom, rodev shalom, ohev et haberiyot, umikarma la Torah. So Rav Al-Sheikh writes, that he says, even if you cannot be like Aharon HaKohen that used to bring peace and harmony to all the Jews, so you cannot be Aharon, no problem. Hevi mitalmid av shel Aharon. At least be a Talmid. Tell me, it means you at least pick up some of the points of Aharon HaKohen, that you cannot do everything, do partially. So what is the minimum that you could do? Mitalmid of Shal Aharon, Ohev Shalom. You have to be willing to love peace. But sometimes peace means from both sides. The other side is not willing. So Ohev Shalom is not going to be. So then Rodev Shalom. If the other side is not willing to do anything, you have to pursue from your side completely. Even if the other side takes to be passive, he's passive, he's not willing to do anything actively, you take the initiative, go all the way. Ohev shalom, rodev shalom, ohev et haberiyot, which means from the bottom of your heart, you have to come to love another Jew. So this is a nekuda bezashem, we should all be zoche, to bring God to satisfaction, it says, shechinta begaluta, we should be able to be zoche to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu from suffering, save the Jewish nation also from the suffering. We should be able to eliminate within our hearts this feeling of Sinat Hinam, to be zoche to Geula Shelema.